desert dweller. There is no room in any town, he said, to house the towering hugeness of my dream. It sickens me to sleep in any bed whose foot is nearer a night's extreme. There is too much of solitude and crowds for one who has been where constellations teem, where boulders meet with boulders on the clouds and hills convene, who has talked of evening with mountains clad in many colored shrouds. Men pity me for scant gold I bring, unguessed from my heart the solar glare on monstrous gems that lift my journeying. They deem the desert flowerless and bare, who have not seen above their heads unfold the vast and verdant lotus of blue air, nor know what hanging gardens I behold, with half-shut eyes between earth and moon, in topless iridescent tears unrolled. For them the planted fields share various loom, for me the verdure of violet grass, in calm rises, vanishing at noon. For them the mellow strings, the silent brass, the cry of love, the clangor of great horns, the thunder's burdened ways, where thousands pass. For me the silence welling from dark urns, from fountain past the utmost world and sun, to overflow someday the desert born, and take the stunning cities one by one.